Not sure how many people are up in the middle of the night watching the Aussies take on South Africa in the second T20 from Port Elizabeth. Ben Horn from News Corp is over there covering it. We read 20 runs off two overs, 20 off 12 balls with Davey Warner still at the crease. You could have gone to bed then, Benny, and thought we got the biscuits, but we didn't.
Yeah, g'day, Gary. It was a strange one. Looked like Australia was really cruising there, and particularly with three overs to go, they were well in control, 25 off the last three overs needed. But, it was a difficult wicket to bat on. South Africa had the same issues towards the end of their innings. They really slowed down after a strong start. But, a bit of a timely wake-up call for Australia. They've been steamrolling teams in 2020 cricket for the last few months. But, this morning or overnight your time, it was sort of, the first time that they've been tested in a close game and they came up short.
Hey, Ben, good morning to you. Who was bowling at the death for the South Africans?
It was Lungi Nagini who did all the damage. He got smashed in his first over by David Warner, but came back late and was really strong. So he got the big wickets towards the end there. He got Mitchell Marsh, who was sort of caught superbly in the deep, and I think he got Steve Smith's wicket as well, and a third. So, look, he was the one who made the difference, and Kahiso Rabada also got one late as well. So, they shut things down really well. They did bowl well.
So, with Warner 67, I guess without knowing the conditions and everything else, you would have thought, gee, that's 67, if he's sort of carried his bat through a 20-over game, it seems a bit light on. So how did he play it?
He was playing it very sort of, steadily. When you're chasing 158, it's not a big total by T20 standards. So, and the thing was that they were well in control the whole way through. The turning point in the game was Steve Smith's wicket, and he was sort of caught superbly by Faf du Plessis in the outfield. Brilliant low catch if you get a chance to see it, and that was the turning point with those two at the crease. I think they only needed seven and over from that point, so they were cruising. And I think Warner was pretty dirty on himself that he didn't get the team home. But in the end, it was the wickets that they were losing that was the problem. It sort of just got out of control very quickly, if you know what I mean. They sort of lost three or four quick wickets around him at the end, and they just sort of needed one of those players to see it out to the end.
This will be an about-face for the South African journalists covering the cricket over there, because they smashed the team after their first loss.
Yeah, and fair enough, they were terrible in the first game. Their bowling was woeful, and there is a bit of a concern, I think, over where South African cricket's at. But the T20 form, it's a great leveller. It's pretty hard to kind of to get too far away from a team in a T20 series. There's always a chance of a close result. So, it's set up for a great decider now on Wednesday in Cape Town.
With Benny Horn, who I call the trumpeter, from News Corp. Benny, what about the reception for Stephen Smith and David Warner? There's lots of speculation of how they were going to be received by the South African public. How's that been?
It's been surprisingly tame, Gary, to be honest. The locals were expecting it to be a really torrid reception in Johannesburg for the first game, and it was a pretty festive atmosphere. It wasn't much to really report in the way of, crowd abuse, just sort of the odd thing here or there. But, to be honest, it seems like people here have moved on a fair bit. You're sort of seeing the odd person walk through the crowd, wearing a sort of sandpaper T-shirt or something like that. But the overall vibe of the crowd is that, they've sort of moved on, and the crowds have been big. Both games have been pretty much sold out, but if you didn't know the history, you wouldn't know that there'd really been much coming Warner and Smith's way.
Good to hear. Hey, we look forward to the decider, and we might touch base again. We appreciate you joining us, Benny.
Yeah, no problems, guys. Have a good morning.
You can read his stuff in the Herald Sun. He's from News Corp, the trumpeter.
Beep, beep. That's what we like to hear from Benny.
What's beep, beep mean?
The horn. Beep, beep.